Hello, hello all. It's been a while. I have a great episode for you today. It is featuring the four most important people in the world. My babies. My oldest, Isaiah. My second oldest, Jasmine. My third oldest, Xavier. And my baby girl, Zariah. My princes and princesses, they are joining me today on the podcast. And this is a special podcast, just basically, having a conversation about conversing with your kids and being able to trust them and talk to them as well as listen to them. Get their opinions on decisions that you're going to make. I mean, you're the parent. You know what I'm saying? So ultimately, the decision is yours. But it's a great thing to involve them and ask them questions, what they think, how they feel. If they're mad, let them be mad. If they're sad, let them be sad. And of course, if they're happy, let them be happy. But it's good to interact with your kids and talk with your kids and ask their opinion. We can't just always just dictate and tell them this is, this isn't, that's it. There's times for that, but there's also times to talk to your kids. So, I'm going to have my kids do a brief introduction. I'm going to let you know now, my kids are not as open and extroverted as I am. So, this is going to be a, like what they say, pulling teeth. So, just do a brief introduction. This is Isaiah.
Hi, my name is Isaiah Hoskins. How you doing?
That's my oldest. And this is Jasmine.
Hello, my name is Jasmine.
It's my second oldest, my princess. And this is Xavier.
Hi, my name is Xavier.
That is my youngest prince. And this is the baby girl, the princess, Zariah.
Hi, I'm Zariah.
Those are my four babies. So proud of them. They drive me crazy, but keep me sane at the same time. If you hear any background, most likely it's my teenagers. Because they're extra like that. When it's not their turn to talk, they want to talk. So, but don't worry, I'm going to give them plenty of time to talk. And they're not going to say much of anything, probably. But this is just an example of spending time with your kids, talking to them, letting them talk, say their piece, speak their mind about anything. It's not going to be too lengthy, but I did want to do this not only just for myself, but for it to be heard to other single moms so they can know, when you're making decisions on your own, life isn't always easy. You know what I'm saying? Even the decisions themselves aren't easy to make. And your greatest team is you and your kids. Or if you have one kid, your greatest team is you and your child. So I think it's great to be able to join them within your conversation and your decision making. Like I said, as a parent, you make the final decision. Nonetheless, it never hurts to hear what they think or what they feel. So, we're going to start it off with just some simple Q&A. And I told my kids in advance, this isn't coached or anything. I just want them to be honest. I want them to be able to speak their mind, feel free. They don't have to worry about making their mom look bad or embarrassing me. That can never happen. You don't worry about people think I'm crazy. They already know I'm crazy. So, I want my kids to be very open and honest. So we did not practice any questions in advance. This is just off the brim. So I'm going to always start with my oldest, with him having the most time and experience with me, him being alive longer than the others. So Isaiah, I have a question for you. Pretty broad, general question. What do you think about your mom? Like, what do you think about me when you think about me? Like, what do you think? What's some words that come across your mind when you think about me?
You're tough, you're nice, you're loving, what else? Caring and push through tough times. And that's all.
Okay. Jasmine, when you're thinking about your mom, what words come to mind?
You're nice.
What else? I said words, it's plural.
Straightforward.
Okay.
Honest.
Okay.
That's all I got.
That's it. Nice, straightforward, and honest. Nothing else about your mom.
Like, loving.
Is
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Okay. That's it. Okay. Xavier, same question.
You're caring.
Mm-hmm.
Honest.
Mm-hmm.
Passionate.
Mm-hmm.
Motivated. Self-motivated.
Okay.
Loving.
Okay.
That's it. That's pretty much it.
Okay. Same question for you, baby girl. What do you think about your mom, Princess?
I think you're gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Loving. Take care of your kids. Don't have any patience.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
That's it. All right. Well, honest answers. Appreciate the honesty. All right. Now, I'm going to ask another question. What moment can you think of that was probably the hardest for you to deal with in regards to my mother-son relationship with you, Isaiah? Okay, basically what I mean is, well, you're 16. So 16 years of living with me and the relationship that you have with me, what is one of the moments was like, damn, yo, like, oh, gosh, you know, this is just so difficult to deal with or understand, or your feelings felt some type of way. What moment you felt like was just like, ugh.
This one was when I was like 13.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, expressing my emotions, which mm-hmm. I still don't do, but like to hide everything in.
Mm-hmm.
And
how do you feel that affected, or did it affect? Did you feel like it did affect, or how did it affect our relationship as mother and son?
Because I don't, tell you how I feel sometimes, and I'm like, don't tell you my secrets.
Okay. Did you ever think based on that, what you're saying, did you ever think or feel like I didn't? No. Did you ever think or feel like I loved you any less? Okay. And did you ever have moments where, I mean, I know you were pissed at me. All of y'all get pissed at me. It's okay. Because I know I'm annoying. But did you ever have moments where you felt like, you know, I felt like my mom, you know, don't care about me, don't love me, don't understand me or whatever?
No.
Okay. Yes. Did you have any tough moments with your mom?
No.
Did you have any moments that were just annoying and overwhelming and just like, I drove you crazy when it came to your mom? And you can tell the truth.
No.
Huh? No, so you don't have nothing to say, Jasmine. I'm letting speak now, forever hold your peace.
Who do you mean?
Basically, just do you have any moments with your mom in relationships with me that during your relationship with me that you just felt like it was just like so frustrating or hard to either understand me or understand why I say things or how I move or decisions I make, or just you felt like what Zay said, he felt like his lack of expression of his emotions made it kind of difficult for our mother-son relationship. So for our mother-daughter relationship, did you feel like maybe I made anything difficult or you, whatever? Did you have any difficult times?
Are we good?
I wish I could see her face right now, bro. She's so annoying.
But I'm being honest, bro. We have a comfortable relationship. There's not really much to it.
Okay. If that's what you say now, I need to hear that all the time, every day. Not, mom, you're so annoying. Oh, my God, you get on my nerves. I want to hear.
All mothers are going to be annoying and overbearing at some point in their lives. You can't avoid that. They just care about their kids. I'm just saying we have a comfortable relationship. I'm used to it at this point.
Used to what?
You being overbearing. That's it. That's all you are. That annoys you.
That's one of the things that you find difficult is that I'm overbearing sometimes.
I guess, yeah.
Okay. That's cool. I'm okay with that. All right, Xavier. What difficult moments do you think you've had between our mother-son relationship that you felt? That was Jasmine with the extra 2 cents nobody asked for. Jasmine being born. Go ahead. She was born before you.
Exactly.
Go ahead. Anything that you have between our mother-son relationship that you felt was hard for you or you were going through a hard time during our relationship, mother-son relationship?
No, we never had arguments or nothing like that.
Okay.
So, no.
Okay.
Except for me getting in trouble at school and you yelled at me, so no.
Well, yeah. I have to correct you if you're wrong. What else?
She yelled at that so
hard. Nothing else?
No.
Okay. Zariah, I know you're going to speak your mind. So, any difficult moments you've had with our mother-daughter relationship?
No. Yes.
Okay. What difficult moments did you feel that you had with our mother-daughter relationship?
So, sometimes when I would come home.
Now, you're going to give specific stories?
Well.
I thought we were just speaking in general. Go ahead.
I'll speak in general.
Okay.
You scream at me sometimes. Mm-hmm. You kind of ignore me sometimes.
Mm-hmm. How'd you say?
What else? Mm-hmm. You always like scream, but it's not like really me, so I don't know. And sometimes when my siblings get in trouble, we all get in trouble.
Okay. That's it?
Yes.
Okay. So, basically, cumulatively, what it seems like you all have expressed is our mother-son and mother-daughter relationships. The issues that you have with me are mostly in regards to my disciplining, in regards like being overbearing or yelling at you guys or getting on you if you behave inappropriately, and just a disconnect when it comes to emotions. That's what it sounds like, which is awesome. I appreciate that and acknowledge the truth in that, because a lot of parents don't know that about their kids because they won't have that conversation with their kids. And it's good to have the conversation with you guys. It's because you guys know I talk to y'all all the time, even whether y'all like it or not, even Jasmine. So I think it's good to be able to keep your mind open to, you know, having conversations with me whenever y'all want to. Y'all know y'all free to. Y'all never openly do it. I always have to bring it. But these are the kind of conversations that are good to have with your kids. I know one thing my kids did not mention, I know that drove them insane, was that my kids and I moved around a lot. Like, a lot. Right now, Isaiah, my oldest, has been in the same school system for, I think, 3 years technically now. And that's the longest he's been in anybody's school system. Like, that area, I should say. Not the whole, like, school system, but in that school district. Is these past 3 years. That's because he's been with my brother up north. That's a whole nother episode we got to talk about, is letting go of your kids when the time is right. That's heavy. But, he's been with my brother for the last 3 years. So, you know, education wise and school, as well as, you know, being raised by a man that I trust to raise my son. My other 3 kids have always been with me. Even after Zay left. So they have moved around. We all have moved around a lot. But these past 3 years, they went from, what was it, Pennsylvania, Florida, and then Georgia. But even in Georgia, we moved to a different school district. But kind of didn't matter, because as soon as they started, the second school district quarantine happened. So technically, they were only in there for like 2 weeks. But I know that's one thing that we've had personal conversations about, me and my kids, is the fact that we move a lot. The instability that we've had in consistently not having a stable place to live. And I know that that was hard on them as it was hard on me. But I always left open conversation. I always talked to them and told them, you know, I know I don't always make the, you know, the best decisions. I know that we don't always, you know, live in accordance to how you feel, you know, a mom and children should be living. And I know sometimes I'm a bad mom. I don't always make the right choices or move right or say the right things. And, you know, and I apologize to my kids. Like, I know I had a one-on-one moment with Zay on one of his birthdays. You know, it was kind of heartfelt. And I told him that I know I fuck up a lot, you know, and I apologize for that. Because as a mother, I'm a human being that makes mistakes. And as kids, you don't necessarily see your parent as a human being. You just see them as your parent. So sometimes I like to get rid of that blurred vision with my kids and let them know, hey, I'm just an adult version of you. I'm going to make mistakes. I'm going to say stupid things. I'm going to move stupid sometimes. I'm going to do something that I feel is right that you may not agree with or understand, but I'm human. So I don't wait till they're adults for them to realize I'm a human. I try my best each and every day to have that conversation with them and talk with them so they can know, okay, well, mommy gets, you know, makes mistakes. I make mistakes. That's just a human thing. It's not a kid thing and an adult thing. Adult make dumbass decisions too. You know, they slip up and mess up too. So, you know, I've had that conversation with them one-on-one as well as together and, you know, letting them know that I know it's rough. A lot of the things that we've endured and things that we've been through. But number one, God don't make mistakes. Humans do. And number two, the mistakes that we make, we can learn from them so we don't have to continuously make that same mistake. And if we do continuously make that same mistake, that means there's something we haven't learned. So we need to learn it, get it right, and do it right. I know that's one thing that the kids and I have had a discussion about is, you know, that basically the stability and moving around a lot. I know that bothered them. Another thing is, I guess, you know, it has become normalized, but it's not necessarily a normal thing where, you know, siblings annoy each other, aggravate each other, fight with each other. I try my best to talk to them and teach them what's most important. So what are the things that I tell you? What is the main thing that I've always told you guys in order? What's most important?
God.
Mm-hmm.
Yourself,
mm-hmm.
family,
mm-hmm.
and then friends and others.
That's right. And I teach them all that. I've been teaching them that, God, for years. And I want them to understand that God comes first. Then after God, it comes you. Other people do not come before you. You cannot give to someone else if you haven't received it and given it for yourself. And after it's you, it's your family. So that's your siblings, your mother, parent, your mother and father, your grandparents, your parents, your siblings, your aunts, uncles, cousins, your family, people that you love, friends that you've grew up with, that you trust and love, you consider them family. And then your community of Black people, because we are of African descent. We are Haitian, born in America, but we are of African descent. So when I say community, I mean us first, and then everyone else, of course. And that doesn't mean you hate anyone. It just means because you love yourself, that means you automatically love the people that look like you. It will not always be easy to love others, but I try my best to show my kids and to teach my kids that that is vital, that you have self-love and have a great loving relationship with yourself so that a healthy relationship with yourself so that you can have loving, healthy relationships with other people. And I'm proud that my kids know what it is to be toxic and to not be a toxic person and not be in toxic friendships. I'm real proud because, you know, how as a kid, as a parent, you talk to your kids and you feel like they don't listen. But when they make certain decisions, certain moves, you get that aha moment. It's like, oh, thank God they were listening. Another thing that I teach my kids when it comes to self-love, because I'm big on that, is about making the time to love on yourself and learning more about God and learning more about yourself so that you can grow mentally, emotionally, and spiritually as a better person, because then it automatically benefits you know, yourself as well as your loved ones. So it's important that, you know, you love yourself. And then also, too, that you're able to spread love to other people. Because if anybody knows me, they know that's my one parts of my mantra is to spread love. And they know I'm all about self-love. So I love the fact that I learn from my kids just as much as they learn from me. They teach me a lot based on how they think, how they move, what they say to me when they're upset or when they're just laughing and comfortable. You know, I've learned a lot from my oldest daughter, Jasmine. She is stone cold with the boundaries, bro. I don't know where she got it from. I would love to say it was me, but I don't think it's me. I think God just blessed her that way. But she is stone cold with her boundaries and how she is adamant about her morals and her values. And if you don't line up with those morals and values, then you don't line up with her. And that's that. I have taught her to be very loving and caring and forgiving because humans make mistakes. And I noticed that she learned from what I said, but still able to keep her boundaries and limits. She had a friend that, you know, she gave them multiple chances. And then when she felt like it wasn't healthy for her, she was able to just let go. That is freaking amazing because it took me years to figure that shit out. So that's what I mean by having conversations with your kids, connecting with them, because you can learn a lot from them sometimes, you know, indirectly, not even realizing that you learn a lot from them. My oldest son, he is just so loving and affectionate. It's beyond me because, you know, a lot of times young girls will grow up with the mindset of, oh, no, boys are mean or, you know, boys are rough and all that. But my eldest, he's very goofy. He loves to play a lot and be annoying, but he's very affectionate. You know, he's always the first one to check on me if he see I'm in a mood or, you know, his sisters, you know, he messes with them and annoys them a lot, but he got their back. So he's shown me as my son that there's nothing wrong with teaching your sons to be loving, caring, and affectionate because he's still a very young masculine man and he's also very respectful of people's feelings and affections. And I think that's dope. My youngest son, he's a protector through and through. He will try to protect even his older siblings, you know, from people saying certain things or doing certain things to them. And he's very caring as well because he'll stand up to people just because what they're doing is or saying isn't right. And I'm very big on that, on being respectful and protecting people that need protecting if they can't protect themselves. I'm big on that. And that shows through my son. My youngest child, my youngest daughter, she's also very, what word should I use? Very motivating. She's quick to tell people, you know, you should believe in yourself. You should know that you can do it. You should know that you're great. You should know that you're beautiful and all of that. I love that about her because I'm also that way. You learn a lot about yourself when you take the time to talk to your kids. And listen to them when they talk as well. I think that's something that we weren't taught. So I think, you know, indirectly, we end up doing that with our kids. But I even aggravate them, you know, when I'd be like, hey, you want to talk? Are you okay? What's wrong? What's going on? They're like, oh, my God, Mom, nothing's wrong. Just leave me alone. You're tripping. But I want them to know that that door is open, that that avenue is there where you can feel comfortable talking. If not to me, but at least in general, you don't ever have to grow up thinking I should keep things to myself. Like my son earlier, Isaiah, how he said when he was younger, you know, he didn't really know how to or didn't choose to express his emotions. Excuse me. And he, you know, till this day still doesn't. He may not express his emotions, but he's a lot more open with me now at 16 than he was at 13. Whether he realizes it or not, whether it's intentional or not, he is. So that's something that he's worked on. Probably he doesn't even realize it. But nonetheless, it's through communication. It's important to listen to your kids when they talk. We can't continue the same cycle of just do what I tell you to do without no reason behind it. We can't continue the same cycle just disciplining them and not telling them why. My youngest son said earlier, you would, you know, yell at me when I got in trouble at school for certain things. Yes, you need to be specific. So it's not just plot how everybody getting laid out, but nobody knows why. So I wanted to do this episode, very important to me, to involve the kids in it. Like I said, I already told y'all, they weren't going to be that, you know, fully involved and talkative like I am. But I did want them to be involved. And now what I'm going to do is just basically, I want them to each give advice. Any advice they want to give about any old thing, it doesn't matter. Life encompasses everything. So I just want them to give their best advice about anything, period. So I'm going to start off, as always, with my oldest, Isaiah. Isaiah, any random advice?
Don't bottle up your emotions. Kind of express them. I'm not going to do that. What else? Like, don't, like, care too much about a person, because then they can, like, betray you, or, like, not care about you that much. So, yeah.
Is it possible that it's not don't care about a person too much because they can betray you, but be more careful of who you give your love and care to?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So that's good advice. That's it, or anything else you wanted to say?
That's it.
Okay. Jasmine, you are the next oldest. So just any random advice, because you have a lot of knowledge. I know you don't like to talk a lot, but you have a lot of knowledge. So random advice from your life experiences.
What?
Just any random advice, anything.
Okay, so like, I saw this quote on Instagram, and it basically said, God put people in your life for a reason, right? So like, someone comes into your life, either bad or good influence, they're put there for you to learn from that lesson, whether that's good for you or bad for you. And then if they're putting for a good reason, they will stay with you. Maybe now they're putting for a bad reason. They're basically just showing you what you don't need in your life and what's like not good for you. And so you should just let people come into your life, and then they will go at their own time, whether God wants them in or not. Yeah, that's all I got.
That's dope. I like that. That's good. Okay. Xavier, what random advice do you have?
Protect the ones you love. Care about them. Mm-hmm. But sometimes they won't like the way you care about them. They'll say you're too overprotective of them. Mm-hmm. Always protect your family. Keep them safe. And that's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's good. It's a good thing. All right, Princess Soraya. What is your random advice?
My random advice is that if you feel down and if you feel like you don't do stuff a lot, just ask somebody who you can talk to and talk to them, and they'll probably give you good advice. And then after that, do something what you like. And sometimes when you push yourself, you have to know that what you did is not really a part like of yourself. And when you get up on your feet again, you'll know that. Okay, that's it.
That's it? That's mm-hmm. good, too. I like that. So I am overly thankful for my kids, and I want them to know. I want you guys to know that I love you very much. I appreciate you very much. Yes, you have moments where you guys drive me insane, but you also keep me sane. Because of you guys and the love that I have for you, you have kept many people alive. Many people are alive and safe because you guys, because I love you guys so much. But also, too, you guys are my inspiration and my motivation. And, excuse me, another thing that you guys have taught me is not to necessarily live for you, because you guys will grow up. go to college, become adults, and live your own lives. But to live in lieu of you guys viewing how I live. So that when you do grow up going to college, become adults, and live your own lives, there are certain examples, good or bad, that you can take from how I lived to choose how you want to live your life. All those things that you said about me, the great things and the things that are challenging for you, those are all points for you guys to remember and figure out how you want to live or how you don't want to live, how you want to move, how you don't want to move, what kind of parent you want to be, what kind of parent you don't want to be. Everything in this world happens for a reason. And it's up to you to decide what you're going to do with it. All right? So I love you guys so much. Do you love me?
Yes.
Yeah. You love me? Jazz, do you love me?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. You love me? Yeah. Oh, that's so awesome. I feel so loved. So this episode, as I said, it was going to be brief. I just wanted to invite the kiddos to come join me on my podcast journey and, you know, to have them be a part of, because they are a part of everything else in my life. So this is no different. So as I always say, my daily mantra, think it, write it, speak it, do it, spread love. Mwah. I love you all. Make today great because you're great. And greatness comes from greatness. I love you guys. Have a great and wonderful day, afternoon, evening. Bye.